Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Seward, Nebraska. We've got Hastings College basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS. Hastings College on the road here tonight as they take on the Bulldogs out of Concordia. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here tonight. The Hastings College women's game up first. The Bronco women in kind of a tailspin earlier in the season here. The Broncos have lost five out of their last six ball games. Their only win during this little stretch was during the Thanksgiving Classic when we beat Dakota State by the score of 80-72. Thrown in their four conference games, and Hastings will start the night with a record of no wins and four losses in the conference. They have lost to Sioux Falls by 40, 86-46. They dropped a 65-61 decision to Nebraska Wesleyan back in Hastings. Also lost to Midland at home, 71-64. And they lost to Northwestern at home by the score of 96-57. So they'll try to get healthy and get back on the winning track here tonight against the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia has a record of six wins and four losses on the season. They are 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their four games in the conference thus far, a loss to Morningside, 89-74. They also beat Midland, 81-72. They lost to Doan, 87-72. They're coming off of a 95-63 win over Dakota Wesleyan. So it's the 2-2 Concordia Bulldogs, 6-4 on the season, taking on 5-7 Hastings, 0-4 in conference play. Right now, they're playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS. Welcome back to Seward tonight. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action on 1230 KHAS. This is a relatively new facility here in Seward. I think this is only our second time we have played basketball here. Hastings College able to pick up a win on the women's side of things a couple of years ago, but it went right down to the wire. So the Broncos and the Bulldogs always seem to have had some great outings in GPAC basketball. I expect no different here tonight as the Broncos look to get back on the winning track here this evening. Hastings will go with Sophia McDermott tonight, 5'3" junior out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. McDermott averaging 10 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" sophomore from Carmichael, California, averaging 4 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" freshman out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Peterson averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Courtney Spahn, a 5'9" junior from Mesquite, Nevada. Spahn is averaging 12 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And then Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" junior out of St. Labor. He went to Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler right now the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20 points per ball game. Also the second leading rebounder, averaging 9.5 points per ball game. So Hastings will go with McDermott and Wong, along with Frankie Peterson, Courtney Spahn, and Alicia Stadler in the ball game here tonight. For Concordia, under head coach Drew Olson, a former Hastings College alum, Treva Nutter will get the start for Concordia, one of the guard positions, a 5'8" sophomore out of Thetford, Nebraska, averaging 9 points, 2 rebounds per game. Mihaya Dossler is a 5'5" freshman out of Bellevue West. Dossler averaging 5 points and a rebound per game. Katie Rich coming off of an injury, a 5'9" sophomore out of Tilden, Nebraska, went to a high school at Elkhorn Valley. Rich is averaging 15 points on the season and 5 rebounds per game. This will be her fifth game of the season. Kristen Miller is a 6-foot junior out of Jefferson City, Missouri. She is averaging right now 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. And then Amber Kistler is a 5'9" junior out of Minotaur, Nebraska, transfer from Western Nebraska Community College. Kistler averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Ball is in the air. It's going to go out of bounds on the far side, and a give the ball here to Hastings. The Broncos are going to be dressed in their black uniforms, their black away jerseys here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Concordia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. So it's Hastings College and Concordia here tonight. Women's college basketball get that second game with the men coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight. There's McDermott, a three-pointer put up in the end. Sophia McDermott gets things started for the Broncos right at the top of the key. Hastings out on top of that score at 3-0. Broncos going to switch up their defenses here tonight. They'll start off in a man. This is a Katie Rich driving down the lane, goes all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Hastings right now giving up 76 points per ball game defensively. That is next to the last in points allowed in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That was too easy there as Rich drove the ball into the hole. Now we got a personal foul called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Dossler. That's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Concordia Bulldogs here in the first half. Concordia going to be attacking here in backcourt. Hastings had problems with this the other day against the Northwestern. And until Hastings solves this, we're going to see a tremendous pressure from opposing teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings gets it across the midcourt stripe. They go to Frankie Peterson inside. She loses control of the ball, picks it back up, and then kicks it out on the far side. That Spahner shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Courtney Spahn hits the three, so Hastings put back-to-back threes to get things started. And Hastings now has a 6-2 advantage over Concordia in women's college basketball action here tonight. So maybe the shooting woes are over. Hastings hitting their first two shots. There's a feed inside. It's going to be tipped away by Frankie Peterson. Picked up by Kistler. Cross-court pass goes to Dossler. Her shot for three is good. Dossler scores a three-pointer for Concordia. The Bulldogs are fourth in the conference in production offensively. They're averaging 74 points per ball game. Hastings College breaks the pressure, driving down the floor and shooting and scoring is Brittany Fong. So Hastings, no problems right there with the backcourt pressure. They broke away, and Brittany Wong gets the easy field goal. Hastings out on top now, the score of 8-5, 18-20 remaining here in the first half from Seward. Here's a Kistler with the ball. Gets it to Katie Rich. Drives. Now kicks it out. Here's a Miller for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Stabler. Outlet pass goes to the far side to Sophia McDermott. Into the forecourt, down to Wong. Drives. Her shot's blocked down from behind. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to the Bulldogs. Last touchdown there by Wong of Hastings College. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout. Concordia wants to talk things over. We're a minute and 57 seconds into the ball game here tonight. 18:03 left in the first half. Hastings 8, Concordia 5.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight from Seward. Hastings College out on top of Concordia by the score of 8-5. There's a feed to the top of the key there to Miller. Now ends it away to Kistler. Driving down the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down by Stadler. And the ball is picked up by Courtney Spahn. Spahn gets the ball to Frankie Peterson to Stadler. Now to Sophia McDermott. Sophia Trapp comes out on top. Spahn fakes the three. Drives inside. Foul called. Personal foul will go here on Concordia. It's going to go on Katie Rich. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Coming into the ball game now, Catherine Amon. Amon comes into the contest for the first time here tonight, a 5'9" senior from Jefferson City, Missouri. Hastings College will play things in. Broncos have a three-point lead. 8-5 the score. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line. Comes to the near side. Brittany Wong. Wong holds it. Dribbles to her left, sends it out on top to Spahn. 4-3, shot is up there. It is around the rim, falls off, no good. Stadler has the rebound for Hastings. Down to Peterson, her shot from 10, that one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Nutter. Treva Nutter has got the ball now for Concordia. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Feeds down on the baseline at Dossler. Now down in the corner, left side, a shot up and in. Kristen Miller scores 15-footer from the left baseline. 8-7 the score now. Hastings College with a one-point lead. 3 minutes into the ball game here tonight at Seward. Hastings breaks the pressure. Wong pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the far side. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Kistler of Concordia. Hastings will play things in. Kristen Conahan comes into the ball game now for Concordia, 5'5" freshman out of Millard North. Hastings 8, Concordia 7. Women's college basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Sophia McDermott will inbound the ball for Hastings. Baseline right side. McDermott lobs it in. Frankie Peterson to the far side. Frankie moves it back to the center of the floor. Comes across the top to Courtney Spahn. Down on the baseline. Wong has got it. Wong down the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler. Now to Frankie Peterson at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. The ball tipped away. It is loose. Picked up by Spahn, and her shot is up and in. Courtney Spahn scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings down with a three-point lead. Broncos 10, Concordia 7. Driving back the other way is going to be Amon. She goes for the hole. Her shot can be blocked out of bounds there by Stadler. And Concordia will play things in. So Amon takes the ball up against Alicia Stadler and has it slapped right back into her face out of bounds. Kistler will play things in now for Concordia just to the left of the basket. Gets it over there on the wing to a Conahan. Comes across the top to Nutter. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Frankie Peterson had the rebound. Lost it. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's going to be Hastings College ball. Last touch by Concordia. Poked out of the hands. Well, now they're going to give it to Concordia. So the Bulldogs will play things in. Lost after the hands of the Broncos. So Concordia will get it. Over here on the near side, Miller has got it. Comes out on top to Nutter, and a traveling violation on Treva Nutter as she took off for the hole. 16-15 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 10-7. Here comes Quincy King into the ball game now for Hastings College. King, a 5'3" and sophomore out of Loveland, Colorado. Long pass down to four. Frankie Peterson grabs it, shoots, and scores. Concordia is so concerned about backcourt pressure there. Frankie Peterson just took off, and they got her the ball. Frankie scores on a layup. 12-7 the score now. Hastings College with a 5-point lead here in the contest. Here's a jumper put up there from 10 feet away. No good by Kistler. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Out to Frankie Peterson on the far sideline. Right-handed dribble brings it back to the center of the floor. King has got it. King comes over here on the right side to Brittany Wong. Inside to Stadler. Traveling violation. Stadler drew a lot of company there with Kristen Miller and Amber Kistler sagging back there. She was double-teamed just as soon as she caught the ball right in front of the basket. And Alicia's whistled for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the first half. 15:45 to play until halftime. Hastings 12, Concordia 7. The Bulldogs work with the basketball as they lob it inside to Katie Rich. Now back out down to the corner to Labota. Her shot is up there. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch there by the Broncos. So Lori Labota is into the ball game now. She's a 5'11" freshman out of Parker, Colorado. Down to the scorer's table for Hastings is going to be Cammie Bruckman. She will check in for Hastings. Bruckman, a 5'9" freshman out of Silver Lake. 12-7 to score. Hastings College now with a 5-point lead. Broncos on defense here, man-to-man. They go inside to Richard. Shot off the window is no good. Ball tapped out of bounds there by Concordia, and Hastings will play things in. So 12-7. Hastings has hit a couple of three-pointers in the ball game thus far. Now facing some backcourt pressure, getting away. Quincy King falls down with the ball. The Broncos turn it away. It is picked up by Concordia back the other way. Amon goes inside, has it knocked out of her hands, lost it out of her hands, out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Concordia could not finish there after grabbing a backcourt turnover. Hastings again will face some pressure back here. Here's a Bushow into the ball game now. Relaying Bushow, her pass is going to be picked off. Back-to-back turnovers, driving for the hole is Labota. Her shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. 12-7. Hastings now with a 5-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Cammie Bruckman has got it left side of the lane. Comes out now to a Brittany Wong. Courtney Spahn on the near sideline. They hammered inside to Bushow. She goes up. Misfires. No good. Gets her own rebound. Bushow clears it down to Cammie Bruckman on the left side of the lane. And now a 3-second violation. Bushow got the shot away, then got her own rebound. Got the pass away to Bruckman, but then she's whistled for the 3-second violation. Bushow comes out. Here comes Laura Zwiener into the ballgame now for Hastings, a 6'4" freshman out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. 12-7 the score. Hastings College with a 5-point lead. Just over 14 minutes to play here in the first half from Seward. Labota with the ball right at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Katie Rich goes up with a shot. It's around the rim and down. Katie Rich has been injured most of the season. This is her fifth game back. She did score 14 points on Saturday against Dakota Wesleyan. She's averaging 15 on the season. She's got a couple of field goals already here in this ball game. 12-9 to score. Hastings working the ball here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn gets it to the midcourt stripe. It's over the head of Cammie Bruckman. Another turnover at Hastings. That's their fifth of the ball game. Concordia gets it on the turnover. Amon takes it down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked by Zwiener. And the ball is brought out of there by Spahn. So Laura Zwiener gets a block there for Hastings as Amon takes the ball to the hole. And now the Broncos have the ball here. Hastings with a 12-9 advantage. Courtney Spahn has got it. Now to Quincy King. Down to Brittany Wong here on the near sideline. Still a man-to-man defense for Concordia. Outside, Bruckman goes to the far side. Now to Quincy King. Fires up with three ball and hits it. Quincy King, just a 31% three-point shooter on the season, hits her first field goal attempt here in this ball game. A three-pointer from the left side, and Hastings College now with a six-point advantage, 15-9. Contact made back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Cammie Bruckman of Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. Brittany Wong back into the ball game now. Quincy King comes out. There's a pass that's going to be lost out from the fingertips over there on the wing on the left side. Lost out of bounds by Conahan for Concordia. So the Bulldogs give it right back to Hastings here with 13 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Women's college basketball action here tonight. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 15-9. Pressure again here in backcourt. Brittany Wong streaks down the right sideline and has the basketball stripped away. Got her into the forecourt, but then the ball stripped away by Kistler. Here come the Bulldogs back the other way. Amber Kistler has got it at the top of the key. Goes over the wing to Labota. Labota hands it away to Katie Rich. Drives it down the right side of the wing. Goes for the hole, and her shot's blocked. But a foul is going to be called here on Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener picks up the personal foul there for Hastings. That's going to be your first team foul number two on the Broncos here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line now for Concordia is going to be Katie Rich. She's got 4 points so far in the ball game on a couple of field goals. 74% foul shooter in the season. Rich puts it up there. The shot good. As a team, Concordia is number 9 in the conference in free throw percentage. They're hitting 69% of their charity tosses so far this year. Concordia number 9 in the conference in field goal percentage at 40%. They are number 7 in three-point shooting at 34%. Hastings College with a 5-point lead early in the ball game. 15-10 is the score. Katie Rich back to the line for her second one. Her shot is up and in. So she hits a pair of free throws here, and Concordia is back within 4 points. 15-11. Hastings with the ball. Sophia McDermott will get it to Spahn. Now to Frankie Peterson into the forward court to Courtney Spahn. Spahn down to Sophia McDermott. Down to Alicia Stadler on the baseline. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball brought out of there by Bruckman. Goes back to Stadler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scores on the assist from Bruckman. That's the first field goal of the ball game now for Stadler. Hastings College now with a 6-point lead, 17-11 Broncos. And now Nutter loses the ball out of bounds. Right here in front of the Bronco bench. Treva Nutter loses the ball out of bounds for Concordia. That's the second turnover on the Bulldogs here in the first half. 12 minutes and 33 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings College out on top of Concordia by the score of 17-11. Sophia McDermott goes to Courtney Spahn out here in three-point territory. The Cammie Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Angles toward the hoop, can't put up a shot. Bruckman gets it back out here to Peterson. Traveling violation.
What are you dribbling to the corner for?
We've got a traveling violation on Hastings. The seventh turnover on the Broncos already here in the first half. 17-11. Hastings with a lead. Broncos 0-4 in the conference. Desperately needing a win here tonight on the road. Concordia 2-2. Treva Nutter has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. They get it to Miller. Miller now to Rich, driving down the left side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That's the first foul on Frankie Peterson. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Kistler will play things in right underneath the basket to Rich. Her shot's going to be deflected down by Alicia Stadler. Her pass then to the midcourt stripe is going to be intercepted right back by Treva Nutter. Here comes Concordia back. Miller for 3. Shot from the right side, no good. Stadler grabs the rebound. Outlet pass to Sophia McDermott. Broncos runner back the other way. Sophia stops out here 25 feet away from the basket to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman comes over to Courtney Spahn inside to Alicia Stadler. And her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, out of bounds, but a personal foul is going to be called. Again, Stadler drawing the double team inside. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Kristen Miller of Concordia. That's going to be her first. That is team foul number 3 on Concordia. So Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. Stadler is 78% foul shooter on the season. She is now 57 and a 72 from the stripe. Hastings is a team 8 out of the 12 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage at 69%. They are number 2 in field goal percentage at 44% and number 6 in 3-point shooting at 34%. Next shot is going to be off of the back iron, and it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Nobody touched it over there, so it's going to be Concordia basketball. So Alicia Stadler hits one out of two from the free throw line. 11:35 to play here in the first half. Hastings 18, Concordia 11. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Broncos. Nutter goes inside, going for the hole. Missing the shot is going to be Kistler, but she was fouling a player. Traveling violation. Looks like a traveling violation on Amber Kistler. Third turnover now in Concordia in the ball game. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 18-11, Hastings with the lead. Broncos will lift this baby from the opening tap, get out to a 6-2 lead. Cammy Breckman with the ball here in backcourt. Now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson comes back to the center of the floor to Breckman. Now to Sophia McDermott, gets away, gets it into the offensive zone. Feeds over there to Frankie Peterson, out on top to Breckman. Comes right side now, that's to Brittany Wong. Wong out to Peterson. They get it inside to Stadler, double team. Near side now to Wong, shot for three is good. Brittany Wong hits a three-pointer. Hastings doing a much better job shooting here tonight. And the Broncos are out on top by double digits, 21-11, with 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Now a double dribble violation out here in Concordia. Catherine Ahman whistled for the double dribble violation, so it's the Broncos now forcing turnovers, applying some pressure. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Hastings looks like a much better basketball team than what we saw on Saturday against Northwestern. We're down to 10 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings with a 10-point lead. It's the Broncos 21 and the Bulldogs 11.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 21, Concordia 11. Women's College basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Following the Concordia turnover, Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Brittany Wong has got it here. Being attacked by Kistler of Concordia. Nice feed across the midcourt stripe to McDermott. McDermott drives, dishes off to Frankie Peterson. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tipped out, it's picked up by McDermott and Lane. Her shot is up and in. Hastings getting two and three shots in the hole there. And the Broncos now have a 12-point lead. Hastings 23, Concordia 11. As we approach the halfway point of this first half from Seward. Kistler has got the ball now to Nutter. Brings it back to Kistler. Drives it toward the hole. Her shot is up there good. Amber Kistler scores there for Concordia. Throw the ball right against Frankie Peterson. Right to the rack. 23-13. The Broncos with a 10-point lead. Frankie with the ball now for Hastings. Comes to the near side to Stadler. Stadler down to Brittany Wong. She heads for the basket. Her shot is up there. Knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Out of the scorer's table now for Hastings is going to be Courtney Spahn. Spahn will check in here. Hastings will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into Alicia Stadler. Stadler in the lane. His shot up there is going to be off of the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Conahan has got the ball, now to Kistler on the right sideline, back out on top. There's Conahan for three, shot good. Kristen Conahan scores a three-pointer, and the Bulldogs are back to within 7 points now, 23-16. Pressure here by the Bulldogs in backcourt. Hastings breaks it easily. Breckman down the left sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, gets rid of it now to Sophia McDermott. Now we got a whistle, and we've got a double dribble violation. Official from the far side whistles the double dribble violation, so a turnover there on Hastings. That's their ninth already the first half. Out of the scorer's table for Hastings, and now into the ballgame, Raylene Bush out. Alicia Stadler will check out. Hastings had a 10-point lead, actually a 12-point lead at 23-11. But now the Concordia Bulldogs have scored the last 5 points in the contest. 23-16, Hastings out on top. Here's Amon with the ball now for Concordia. Drives the ball down the lane. Goes for the hole. Shot's going to be no good, and a foul is called. Amon's shot hit the other side of the glass there, and a personal foul is whistled on Hastings. That's going to go on Courtney Spahn. That's the first foul on Spahn. Team foul number four on Hastings. This will be a shooting situation here. Going to the free throw line will be Amon for Concordia. Amon is 71% foul shooter in the season, 22 out of 31. And a free throw rims off, no good. Amon, a 5'9" senior from Jefferson City, Missouri. Amon toes the mark for his second one. That shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It is picked up here by Lobota of Concordia. She shuffles the ball away, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by Concordia, so Hastings will play things in. Broncos again facing pressure here in backcourt. In fact, all 10 members are here in backcourt for the two teams. Spahn gets the ball into Raylene Bushow, brings it back to Courtney Spahn. Spahn works against Rich. He is double-teamed, gets it across the midcourt stripe down to Breckman. Breckman now to Sophia McDermott, pulls up right inside the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott now has 7 points in the basketball game. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead at 25-16. That broke a 5-0 run by Concordia. Katie Rich goes inside now to Lobota. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound ripped out of there by Raylene Bushow. Bushow gets the ball to Courtney Spahn. Here come the Broncos now with a 25-16 advantage. Courtney Spahn stomps out here in the three-point territory. Goes to Breckman. Free throw line extended left side. Breckman, that is Sophia McDermott. She holds the ball. Comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Spahn angles toward the bucket. Stomps to the free throw line. Kicks it out. Now to Wong for three. Her shot is up there. No good. And the ball ripped out of there by Lobota for Concordia. The Bulldogs come back the other direction. Now to a Dossler, who's back into the ball game to the far sideline. To Conahan, back out to Dossler. Dossler dribbles behind her back out here in three-point territory, trying to get away from McDermott. Bounce pass down low to a Lobota. Her shot is open. It's a pass that's going to be picked off here. It's picked off by Hastings back the other way. It's a Spahn driving for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Courtney Spahn scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to an 11-point advantage at 27-16. 8 minutes to play here in this first half. Bahia Dossler with the ball now for Concordia. Goes on a high post over there to Lobota. Now they get it over here to Conahan on the wing on the left side. Dribbles to her left and fires up a 15-footer. It's good. Conahan now with 5 points in the ball game. Bulldogs pressuring here in backcourt. Hastings with a 9-point lead at 27-18. Courtney Spahn dribbles behind her back here in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe down to McDermott. To the free throw line, tries to shuffle it down the lane. It's going to be knocked loose. It is picked up now by Concordia. 10 turnovers on Hastings. That's Conahan back with the ball for Concordia. Long pass down the floor to get it to Kistler. She fakes, drives it to the hole, and shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Breckman. And a rebound brought out of there by Courtney Spahn. Now to Breckman. Into the forecourt, now to McDermott. To Courtney Spahn. Gets it inside to Raylene Bushow. She is double teamed in the lane, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Bulldogs will play things in. Quincy King into the ball game now for Brittany Wong. Alicia Stadler comes in for Raylene Bushow. 27-18. Hastings College out on top, 6:56 to play here in the first half. From Seward, the Bulldogs will bring things back. This is Dossler on the dribble now for Concordia. Comes over on the wing on the left side to Conahan. Rainbow pass over to the far side to Nutter. She is double-teamed over there. The ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. Breckman and McDermott had the double-team over there, and the foul is going to go on Cammie Breckman. That's going to be her second foul. That's team foul number four on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Breckman. Concordia will play things in. Katie Rich with the ball now for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass to Conahan. Conahan jump pass out here to Dossler. Brings it back to Conahan. Dribbles on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball to the corner. It is picked up there by Conahan. Now to Nutter. Treva Nutter out here in three-point territory. Keeps it alive for the Bulldogs. Dribble penetration. Her fall away in the lane is good. Took the ball right to Alicia Stadler and then scores in the lane. Treva Nutter's first field goal of the ball game. Concordia back within seven. 27-20 is the score. Here's Frankie Peterson. Two-handed pass to the near side. They get the ball over here. A shot by Quincy King from three is going to be no good. And the rebound to Dossler. Concordia wants to run it back the other way to Rich. She drives for the hole. A shot no good. She's fouling the play. And Katie Rich will go to the free throw line again for Concordia. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Quincy King of Hastings. That's going to be her first as team foul number six on the Broncos here in the first half. And Katie Rich to the free throw line again for Concordia. She's 2 out of 2 so far tonight. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Shot from the free throw line up and in by Rich. She'll have one more. The Hastings College lead is now down to 6 points. Rich is 5'9", a sophomore from Tilden, Nebraska. Went to Elkhorn Valley. She'll have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. Now 8 points in the ball game. Here comes Catherine Amon into the contest now for Concordia. 27-22, Hastings College with the lead. Broncos work with it here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn dribbles. Spahn is going to be fouled into play by Amon, who just checked in there. Catherine Amon trying to poke the ball away. Picks up the personal foul instead. That's going to be her fourth foul. Actually, the team's fourth foul, her first. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball out for the far sideline. Sophia McDermott takes it to the top of the key, hesitates, then comes over here to Quincy King on the near side. Feeds inside to Alicia Stadler. Her shot is good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Again, Alicia drew nothing but company in there from Concordia. The 11th turnover on the Broncos here in this first half. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 27-22. They've led by as many as 12 here in this first half. On the high post, they get the ball to Loboda. Out to Nutter. Nutter now to Dossler. Hastings stays with her man-to-man defense. Here's a Treba Nutter with the ball. Dribbles out there against the Quincy King. Jump pass comes to Conahan for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson with the ball for the Broncos. Goes to Courtney Spahn. Hastings with the ball. We're down to 5:13 to play. Spahn spins out here in three-point territory. The Quincy King. King now to Sophia McDermott. Open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Sophia McDermott hits a wide-open three-pointer. Sophia now with 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings has got an 8-point lead. Big shot there by Sophia. 30-22. Hastings out on top. Amon with the ball. Comes out here to Dossler. Dossler now to Treva Nutter. On the wing on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Goes back down on the corner to the right side to Dossler. Now to Nutter again. Nutter comes out into three-point territory to Conahan. Rainbow pass back down in the corner. They get it to Treva Nutter. She drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Frankie with the ball. Back into the offensive zone. Stomps 25 feet away from the basket. Quincy King down in the corner to Courtney Spahn. Inside down to Stadler. Gives it up now. There's Peterson on a short baseline left side. A little five-footer is up there. No good. And we have got the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Concordia basketball. Frankie Peterson wide open on the short baseline left side. Could not connect. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Concordia ball. Last touch by the Broncos. Cammy Bruckman comes back in for Hastings College. Also into the ball game for the Broncos will be Brittany Wong. Hastings out to an 8-point lead, 30-22. Concordia with the ball. Conahan has got it now for the Bulldogs. Trapped down here. Here's a feed. They get it to Amon. It goes into the backcourt. It was picked up there. Amon has got it now on the wing on the left side as they work against this Bronco man-to-man defense inside to Amon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. Going to go on Hastings. With the body is going to go on Alicia Stadler. First foul on Stadler. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now Concordia is in the bonus situation here. Amon will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. She was fouled in the act of shooting, and her shot is up there. It's good. Amon now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, 71% foul shooter on the season. 30-24. Hastings with a 6-point advantage. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Amon hits a pair. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Melissa Ray for the first time. So Melissa Ray, a 5'10" freshman from Parker, Colorado. Now into the ball game for head coach Drew Olson. 30-24. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Brittany Wong. Wong now to Courtney Spahn. Hastings not having a whole lot of problems with this Concordia pressure so far. As Courtney drives the ball into the lane, there's a personal foul called there on Amon of Concordia. That's going to be her second. Hastings had 18 turnovers against Northwestern on Saturday. The Red Raider defense caused Hastings all kinds of problems there. So far, Hastings handling the Concordia pressure pretty easily here tonight. Here's Courtney Spahn off the inbounds, it's up and in. Spahn now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 32-24. We're down to 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Amon, drives into the lane. She runs into Alicia Stadler, goes up for the shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammy has got the ball for Hastings, runs it back the other way, gets by a defender, takes it to the free throw line, down low to Stadler, and she is mauled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line. A foul is going to be called on Melissa Ray of Concordia. That's going to be her first. And Stadler goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Alicia with a field goal and one free throw so far in this first half. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Hastings leading by a score of 32-24. The shot from the line is up and in. She'll get one more. Katie Rich back into the ball game now for Concordia, replacing Catherine Almond. Hastings 33, Concordia 24. Here comes the next shot by the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. That one is down the hole and is good. And the Broncos again have a 10-point lead, 34-24. Here's a Conahan with the ball. Now to Rich. Drives it. Gives it up on the baseline to Miller. Circles around. Puts up a shot. It's blocked down by Stadler out of bounds. Last touch by Miller off of her knee. Stadler gets the block and it went bouncing off with a knee of Miller out of bounds. Nice play there by Alicia Stadler. Hastings will have the ball now with 3:06 to play in this first half. 34-24. A feed down the near sideline. Brittany Wong gets away. Goes for the hole and she's fouled in the play. Wong goes tumbling out of bounds and a foul is going to be called on Miller of Concordia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs. So Hastings will go to the free throw line. This is Brittany Wong. Wong is 69% foul shooter on the season so far. 16 out of 23. She'll have a couple of shots here as she was fouled in the active shooting. So Brittany Wong to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Wong will have one more. Stadler checks out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game now for Hastings. The Broncos have an 11-point lead, 35-24 over Concordia. Here comes the next shot up there. It's going to be up and around the rim and down. So Wong hits a pair, and that matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings at a dozen, 36-24. Pressure by Hastings to the near side. Kistler for three. Shots way off the mark. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Ray is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, Concordia ball. Cammy Breckman tried to save it there for Hastings. He was the last to touch it, and Concordia will play things in. 2:47 left here in the first half. Concordia will play things in. They get it down low to Ray. Moves around Laurel Zwiener. Shot is up there. No good. It goes out of bounds. And again, they give the ball to Concordia. Ray working with it down there on the baseline. Got around Zwiener. Went up for the shot. It was tipped out of bounds by the Broncos. So Concordia still with a fresh shot clock here. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 2:41 left on the game clock here in the first half. There's the ball tipped away. It is loose out here in three-point territory. And we got two players hit the deck, and now a timeout is called. Katie Rich got down there to secure the ball and immediately calls the timeout to save the possession here for the Concordia Bulldogs. So we got a timeout. 2:33 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 36, Concordia 24.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune. And congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference tonight. Dort is playing at Briarcliff. Morningside at home tonight to take on Northwestern. That's a matchup of the two undefeated teams left in the GPAC tonight. Sioux Falls playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings here against Concordia. Doan is playing at Mount Marty. York is playing at Midland in a non-conference game. 36-24, Hastings College with the lead. Here's Concordia with the ball. Kistler has got it. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Conahan. Her shot from three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Spahn. Courtney Spahn has got the ball. Gets rid of it now. Gets it ahead to Sophia McDermott. McDermott now to Wong on the baseline. Shot is up there. It won't go. Rebound tapped up. That's going to be picked up here by Cammy Breckman. Breckman for Hastings. Now to Wong. Inside is Wiener. Back door. Here's a shot by Spahn. No good. Rebound Spahn. Follow shot. No good. And the ball tipped out. It's picked up here by Conahan. Conahan has got the ball now for Concordia with under 2 minutes to play. Amber Kistler has got the ball out to Katie Rich. She drives it down the lane, tries to dump it away here to Miller. The ball tipped loose and is picked up by Hastings. Sophia McDermott runs it back the other way on the dribble. McDermott now to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles inside between a couple of defenders. The ball poked loose. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Hastings this time around. So Alicia Stadler comes back in now for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener checks out. 1:33 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 36-24. And now they're going to have a couple of words here with Drew Olson, the head coach for Concordia down there. 1:33 remaining in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 36-24 here in this contest. So now they're going to have to do some mop-up duty down there. Maybe some blood down there in the lane for down here at the Hastings end. So they're going to have to clean things up down here. We're going to take a short break here while the household chores continue. 1:33 to play. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Seward tonight. Women's College Basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 36-24. So Hastings will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings will stack the right side of the lane here. Now making sure the scores table is all set before we get things underway. So Hastings will inbound the ball. And now we're set to go. Sophia McDermott will get it into Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by Conahan. Conahan runs it back the other way for Concordia into the offensive zone. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Breckman comes out to meet her. There's Kistler with it now. Kistler over here to a Dossler. Dossler picked up by McDermott. Spins away. Drives it down to the left side of the lane to the baseline. Gets it out to Conahan. Conahan drives the baseline. Takes it into the lane there to the free throw line to Labota, and she is called for the traveling violation. Labota, Lori Labota for Concordia is whistled for the traveling violation. Seven turnovers on the Dogs. 36-24, Hastings leading by a dozen here in the first half. Broncos with the ball, Sophia McDermott has got it. Concordia stays with a man-to-man. Sophia McDermott dribbling with the ball to Courtney Spahn. Spahn gets it over here to a Breckman. Breckman out of Brittany Wong, comes across the top to McDermott, down in the corner. That's Spahn with the ball inside to Stadler. Shot is up there, it's good. But an offensive foul is called on Alicia Stadler. Alicia kind of backs up there into the defender for Concordia. And she is hit with an offensive charging foul. That was a cheap one. Labota was defending her in the paint there for Concordia. That's going to be the eighth team foul on Hastings College. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Concordia coming back the other direction. 36-24, driving to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. That's the Conahan. Kristen Conahan now with 7 points in the ball game. 36-26. Broncos still with a 10-point lead. Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney Spahn dribbling out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass. Laurel Zwiener mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch down there by Concordia. 24 seconds to play. 24 seconds to play here in the first half. It's going to be Sophia McDermott. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to a Cammy Breckman. Feeds inside to Zwiener. Kicks it out here to a Brittany Wong. Now to Courtney Spahn. Takes it down on the baseline. On the dribble. 15 seconds. So plenty of time here. Courtney Spahn, 6 seconds on the shot clock, though. Sophia McDermott falls down with the ball. It's tipped out of her hands. Out of bounds. Rich says she didn't touch it. The official is standing right there, and Hastings will now play things in with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. 10 seconds left in the first half. Hastings leading by 10. Cammy Breckman comes way out on top. The ball is going to be tipped out here in three-point territory. It's picked up by Concordia. Long pass down to Ford. Driving layup is up and in by Conahan. So not only did Hastings not get the final shot away, Concordia scores on a breakup. And just like that, it's an 8-point ball game here at 36-28 at halftime. So Hastings had a chance to increase that lead to 12 or 13 right here at the end of the first half, but a turnover, and Conahan gets a breakaway layup for a ninth point of this contest, and now Concordia within striking distance at halftime. So Hastings College has played a pretty good half of basketball here, much better than we saw on Saturday against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. It's the Broncos 36 and the Concordia Bulldogs 28. You're listening to Women's College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. And a dog pound in Seward here tonight. Hastings College with a lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 36-28. Hastings got out to a great start here tonight, 6-2 in the ball game. Got out to as much as a 12-point lead, just under 10 minutes to go at 23-11. But Concordia sliced into that lead. But Hastings pretty well maintained that 8, 10, 12-point margin throughout a bunch of the first half. Hastings led by 12 points a couple of times at 23-11 and at 36-24. They were going for another 12-point lead toward the end of the first half. They turned the ball away. Conahan gets a breakaway layup back the other way, and Concordia is sliced into the lead to 8 points now here at halftime. It is 36-28. Hastings in the first half hitting 44% from the field. They were 13 out of 29. Broncos hitting 5 out of 8 on three-pointers for 62%. And Hastings 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. Concordia was 10 out of 33 from the field for only 30%. The Bulldogs hit only 2 out of 9 from three-point territory for 22%. And from the free throw line, they were 6 out of 8 for 75%. Hastings doing a good job on the boards in the first half. 24 rebounds for Hastings, 17 for Concordia. Offensive rebounds are tied at 8 apiece. The Broncos so far have 14 turnovers in this first half of play. Meanwhile, Concordia has turned the ball over 9 times themselves. So Hastings with a lead here at halftime by a score of 36-28. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Sophia McDermott leading the way. Sophia's got 10 points in the ball game. She's knocked down a couple of three-pointers, a couple of two-point field goals, so McDermott with 10. Courtney Spahn has got 9 points in the ball game. She's got 1 three-pointer and 3 two-point field goals, so 10 points for McDermott, 9 for Courtney Spahn. 7 for Brittany Wong here tonight. She's got a 3 and a 2. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alicia Stadler has got 5 points. Stadler has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also scoring for Hastings in the first half, Quincy King with a tray. She's got 3 points, and Frankie Peterson has got a field goal and 2 points. Meanwhile, Concordia being led by Kristen Conahan. Conahan so far has got 9 points in the basketball game. She's got 1 three-pointer, and she's got 3 two-point field goals, so Conahan with 9. Katie Rich has got 8 points, a couple of field goals, and she's 4 out of 4 for the free throw line. The other scores for Concordia, Mihaya Dossler has got 3 points on a three-pointer. Then 2 points apiece for Treva Nutter on a field goal. Catherine Amon on a couple of free throws. Kristen Miller on a field goal. And Amber Kistler with a field goal. Hastings College with a lead here at halftime over Concordia by a score of 36-28. Got the other games going on in the GPAC for women's basketball tonight. Dort is playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff. The top two teams in the conference and the two undefeated teams are squaring off tonight in Sioux City as Northwestern is taking on Morningside. Sioux Falls is at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings here against Concordia and Doan is playing at Mount Marty. Midland playing a non-conference game tonight with York. So Hastings with a lead over Concordia. Women's college basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The score is 36-28. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is coming up next on 1230 KHIS. Then Dyson Urbanic will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half just minutes away. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances. Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by TNL Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize John Malise as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. John is from Fremont. He's a sophomore at Hastings College, majoring in business administration, and holds a 3.7 GPA. He's a defensive lineman for the Hastings College Broncos, a two-year letter winner, part of the football team that finished 5-5 this year. The Bronco defense was sixth in scoring defense, fourth in pass defense, and sixth in rushing defense. John played in 8 games, recorded 10 tackles, including one for a loss. Academically, John is on the 2009-2010 Dean's List and enjoys hunting and outdoor activities. Congratulations to John Malise, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by TNL Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Veronica with you, joined now by Ian Roberts, the athletic director for Hastings College. And we're going to continue our conversation, Ian, about the Broncos National Soccer Championship. And first of all, Ian, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the tournament structure, the way the national tournament is set up, the first round games. get awarded to colleges that, that bid for the first round games. And this year, Hastings College got both the men and women to play at home at Lloyd Wilson Field for their first round opponents. Do you think that that provides any sort of a home field advantage to bring out your fans and family to the games?
Oh, yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. I just wrote a letter thanking Dr. Dudley and our student association for their support. You know, we bid for both games. We bid for the men's game and the women's game. In all honesty, we thought that we were a shoo-in to get the men's game. We thought we were a long shot to get the ladies' game. And we were very fortunate. We got the ladies' game here. We beat Olivet Nazarene in a shootout at the end of the game. It was an extremely hard-fought game. But I'm sure that the fact that we played at home had a lot to do about it. The kids got to sleep in their own bed. Their mom and dad can come to the game. They've got their fans at the game. They're playing on their field. But I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. So, again, I thank Dr. Dudley and the Student Association providing the support that they do to help us out with that.
Ian, the Hastings College soccer teams have really been successful here the last couple of years. Have you seen a growth in support for the soccer teams at Hastings College?
Well, yeah, it's still not, in Nebraska, unfortunately, soccer is growing in popularity, but it's obviously not as popular as basketball or football or whatever. But, hopefully what we've done with soccer will help grow the sport, especially in outstate Nebraska. It's big in Lincoln. It's big in Omaha. Not so much in Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney. Obviously, the further west you go in the state, I think the less popular it is. But hopefully, these victories of ours and the coverage we've received through the media, through the print media, the radio and television, all of this helps grow the program. All of this helps grow the program. So I'm convinced that years from now, this will still be a great soccer program, and soccer will be a lot more popular than it currently is.
Ian, I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk a little bit about the recruiting, how Hastings College kind of goes about recruiting. We mentioned earlier that they really go after those local kids, and even at the high school level, at Hastings High, two former Hastings College coaches coaching there. Do you find that recruiting those players at the local level helps with team chemistry?
Oh, yeah. One of the issues that we have, Dale Behrens, who started our women's program, was my next-door neighbor. It is my next-door neighbor. And one of the issues you've got when you've got a developing sport like soccer is in central Nebraska, one of the big issues you've got is finding coaches. So now that we've had some years of success and we have people like Coach Nanfito out at the high school that have had some success and have played in college, obviously the coaching at the lower levels, it is really improved. And again, it's taken the outstate areas maybe a little bit longer to get there than the metro areas of Omaha and Lincoln. But yeah, the coaching at the high school levels here in central Nebraska has really improved in the last few years. And I think that's because kids want to stick around. It's a great place to live, central Nebraska. And, the kids have a great work ethic. The families support their kids very well. So it's it will continue to grow.
What's a national championship do for the atmosphere around campus?
Well, it was electric. It was electric around here. We have people that, in all honesty, probably have never been to one of our soccer games that were calling and wanting to know what the score was, how the girls were doing. KHAS radio is out here. KHAS TV is out here. The newspaper, we're getting calls from the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star and all these different people want to talk to Coach Crank and Coach Flagitis and the girls and Yannick Teal and everybody. So it's been electric around here. It's really, it's been a great 10 days.
Once again, that was Athletic Director Ian Roberts talking about the men and women's success at the national tournament. Men national champions, women's runner-up. Congratulations to the Hastings College soccer teams on their success in the national tournament. This has been the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you back out to the second half as our Bronco basketball continues here on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oreck vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, second half is underway. Dossler just took a shot from the top of the key. There was an air ball. It goes out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in. The Bronco women out on top here tonight over Concordia, 36-28. Hastings looking for their first win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the 2010-2011 season. Here's Courtney Spahn driving the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rich. Long pass down to Ford to Kistler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. So Concordia getting the break going there against the Hastings College defense after the missed field goal at the other end. And a foul is going to go here on Hastings. It will go on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be your first team foul on the Broncos here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Amber Kistler for Concordia. She's got 2 points so far in the ball game. Her first free throw of the night is up there. It rattles home good. In the first half of play, Concordia 6 out of 8 on free throws. 36-29, Hastings now with a 7-point lead. Next shot is up there, it's good. Hastings is led by as many as 12 points twice in the first half. It's now down to 6 at 36-30. Here's Sophia McDermott to Frankie Peterson, to Courtney Spahn here on the wing. Courtney goes inside to Stadler, turns around, the ball is slapped away from her. It's going to be picked up here by Kistler. Turnover on Hastings. That is their 15th of the ball game. Kistler runs it back the other way in a traveling violation. Amber Kistler trying to move the ball down the lane. Is whistled for the steps. 10 turnovers now in Concordia, 15 on Hastings. The Broncos trying to hold on here. 36-30 is the score. 19:06 to play in the contest here tonight. From Seward. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, but picked up here by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Courtney comes over here to Frankie Peterson, now to Wong. To Sophia McDermott. Down on the baseline, right side to Spahn. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It is loose. It's picked up by Alicia Stadler. Stadler now to McDermott. Comes over here to Wong. Wong takes it down in the corner to the left side to Frankie Peterson. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles outside now. That's going to be McDermott. Back down to Frankie. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Stadler to Frankie Peterson. Left side of the lane. Hastings will try it again. Third chance might be a charm here for Hastings. Over on the right side of the wing is Brittany Wong comes over to McDermott on the left. Her shot no good, and finally the rebound comes down to Kistler for Concordia. So three shots of the bucket there for Hastings, and the Broncos come up empty-handed. Here's Miller down in the corner left side, a long-range jumper, no good. Long rebound is taken there down by Treva Nutter. Nutter has got it down for Concordia, keeps the ball alive here against the Hastings man-to-man defense. Dossler has got it out in three-point territory, picked up by McDermott. Bounce pass over here to Kistler. On the right side, picked up by Frankie Peterson. Two-handed pass goes to the far side to Miller. Miller right at the top of the three-point circle. Picked up there by Alicia Stadler. Now to Dossler. Dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane. Now to Miller. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Drives it for the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Courtney Spahn. Spahn gets the ball now to Sophia McDermott into the forecourt now for Hastings. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Broncos want to call a timeout. 17 minutes and 33 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 36, Concordia 30.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos will be back at home on Saturday. Briarcliff out of Sioux City going to be in town to take on Hastings. Women's men's basketball doubleheader again. Women's game will go at 2. The guys will go at 4. And we'll have both games Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHAS beginning at 1:45. Hastings 36, Concordia 30. Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Left side of the lane. Gets it out to McDermott. Now to Stadler. They'll try the right baseline to Spahn. Goes back inside to Stadler. Her shot is up and in. She's fouled. Hastings works The ball around to the right side. They go right back inside to Alicia Stadler. She gets the field goal, and she's fouling the play. That's only the second field goal of the ball game for Stadler. She has now got 7 points in the ball game. Fouling the play there by Treva Nutter of Concordia. And a shot from the line is good. Alicia Stadler with a three-point play there for the Broncos. Hastings back out to a nine-point lead. Broncos 39, Concordia 30. Here's Rich with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops, puts it up off the window, no good. Rebound Stadler of Hastings. One shot it out for the Bulldogs. Stadler with a rebound. Gets it down to Frankie Peterson down the right sideline. Frankie stops on the wing, out to McDermott now. Comes across the top to Wong. She penetrates inside and a traveling violation. A little ball fake by Brittany Wong at the left wing spot over here. And a traveling violation is called. 16 turnovers now in Hastings. They only average 19 on the year. They've got 16 already with 3 minutes gone here in the second half. Broncos with a 9-point lead, 39-30. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Conahan. Comes over here on the right sideline now to Kistler. They work it back around to the left. That's Conahan with it. Heads for the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down again for Alicia Stadler. The ball is brought out of there by Courtney Spahn. So Hastings has got it after another block shot from Stadler. Here's McDermott with the ball for Hastings. Now to Brittany Wong. Comes out to Frankie Peterson on the wing on the right side. Down to McDermott, top of the key. Takes the shot, takes it to the elbow. Right side of the lane, bounce pass to Spahn. Backs up, tries to shuffle the ball away in a traveling violation. Spahn was backing up down the right side of the lane, trying to shuffle it into the paint there to Stadler. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. 17 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. 16-20 left. Hastings 39, Concordia 30. Women's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Nutter with the ball on the right sideline. Out on top, Miller for three, bingo. Kristen Miller wide open. It's a three ball there for Concordia. She's got 5 points, and the Bronco lead is down to 6 points again. Hastings 39, Concordia 33. Frankie Peterson comes over here, Courtney Spahn. Now to Brittany Wong, now to Sophia McDermott. Still out here in three-point territory. McDermott gets away, dribbles down the lane, scoop shot good. Nice move to the basket by Sophia McDermott. She has got 12 points in the ball game, and the Bronco lead again is 9 points. At 41 to, actually 8 points, at 41 to 33. Here's a Conahan with the ball. Conahan, now to Nutter on the right sideline, right in front of the Concordia bench. Nutter puts it on the floor once. Comes out now to Miller. Shovels the ball off on the left side. That's Conahan. Circles around. Jump pass back out to Miller. Miller goes back inside to Kistler. Goes for the hole. She's fouling the play. And Amber Kistler will go to the free throw line. Fouling the play there by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be her second personal foul. Kistler back to the line. She's 2 of 2 so far tonight. Kistler has got 6 points, actually 4 points in the ball game. She's an 81% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there as good. That is seventh, by the way, 81% for Kistler, seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. Peterson comes out. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Quincy King, a 5'3" and sophomore out of Loveland, Colorado. Hastings 41, Concordia 34. Amber Kistler will go back to the free throw line. She's from Minotair, Nebraska. Transfer from Western Nebraska Community College. Her next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she's perfect from the free throw line. Now 6 points in the ball game, and the Hastings College lead is now 6 points at 41-35 with 15 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the ball game. Concordia not doing so much backcourt pressuring right now. Hastings brings the ball in the offensive zone relatively easily here. Here's a Cammie Breckman. Gets it out to Brittany Wong. Now to McDermott. Over the right side to Breckman. Back outside. That's Quincy King with it, trying to drive it. Backs it out of there. Breckman down in the corner. Here's Wong off of a screen and a traveling violation. 18 turnovers now on Hastings here in the ballgame. That of the scores table for Hastings. And into the ballgame for the first time tonight will be Taz Yorick. So Taz coming in there, a 5'5" freshman out of Sydney, replacing Brittany Wong. 41-35, Hastings with a 6-point lead, Concordia with the ball. Nutter on the right sideline, moves it down in the corner now to a Catherine Amon, who's back in there. Back down in the corner, here's Nutter for three, shot rims off, no good. Battle for the rebound is taken down by Stadler. They get the ball ahead to Taz Yorick. Here come the Broncos now, 2-on-3. Yorick down in the corner, driving the baseline is a Quincy King. Comes across the lane, down to the baseline to get it to McDermott. On the dribble, sends it back inside. The ball tipped away, and it's going to be intercepted. Turnover number 19 on Hastings. Nutter coming back the other way. Her driving layup, no good. Rebound Miller. Follow shot blocked by Stadler. And a jump ball is called. And now the other official comes in from the far sideline. I think Alicia got poked in the eyeball there. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game now for Hastings. Stadler will check out. 14-23 to play in the game. Hastings 41, Concordia 35. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Sophia McDermott to Breckman. Comes over here to Taz Yorick. Yorick picked up there by Nutter. Bounce pass out on top. The Quincy King back down in the corner. That's going to be Yorick. Down to Cammy Breckman. Back down in the corner. Yorick from 17. Shots off of the front iron. No good. Amon grabs the rebound for Concordia. Broncos with a six-point lead. Catherine Amon with the ball. They send it to the left side. Katie Rich backs up, spins, left side of the lane, puts up a shot over Bruckman. No good. Rebound Stadler. She loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Concordia ball. Alicia had her hands on it there for Hastings. Could not pull her in, so Concordia will play things in baseline right side. Here comes Raylene Bushow into the ball game now for Hastings. Wiener will come out. Concordia will inbound. They are down by 6 points here in the ball game, 41-35. They get it to a Katie Rich, left side of the lane. Rich brings it up high. Sends a pass down low again. It's going to be kicked here by the Broncos. And it's going to be Concordia playing it in from the same spot. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They still got 27 on the shot clock. Rich has got it now. Rich to Conahan, dribbling out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Yorick. Flips the ball away to Rich. Rich hands it away to Dossler. Now feeds to the far sideline to Conahan for three. Good. Kristen Conahan scores. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. And just like that, Concordia is back to within three, 41-38, with 13.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Melissa Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings. Thompson out in 3 point territory. Gets it away now to Sophia McDermott, to Yorick. Down on the baseline to Thompson. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be swatted away from Bushow. And the ball is brought out of there by Loboda. Another turnover on Hastings. That's 20 on the Broncos here in this contest. Down on the baseline is Conahan now for the Bulldogs. Lob pass goes inside. That's a Kistler with the ball. She dribbles into the paint. Now she falls down on a traveling violation. Kistler right in front of the basket there. Fell down with the basketball. Got away. And a traveling violation is called on her. That's 11 turnovers now on Concordia. 12:55 to play here in the ball game. Hastings out on top of the Bulldogs by the score of 41-38. Hastings had 12-point leads two different times in that first half. Led at halftime 36-28. And now Hastings finds himself with a three-point lead, 41-38. Broncos have led this baby the entire way. Sophia McDermott pounds it down low. Raylene Bushow, double team, gets it back out of the wing. McDermott has got the ball. McDermott comes across the top to Quincy King. Now to McDermott, holds it, comes over here to King, and another traveling violation. Boy, the guards for Hastings having a tough time. A lot of these turnovers are unforced turnovers, too. That's 21 now in the ball game for Hastings. The Broncos averaged only 19 on the season. Concordia not even pressuring out there. Hastings committing silly mistakes out there in three-point territory. So Concordia with a chance to tie things up here. 41-38. Now we got a palming violation called on the Dogs. It's going to go on Kistler. That's 12 turnovers now in Concordia. And in the ball game for the Bulldogs will be Treva Nutter. 12 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of Concordia here tonight by a score of 41-38. Broncos with the ball. Melissa Thompson circles around, drives it to the hole. She has the ball knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Nutter. And now Nutter was out of bounds. The official from the far side comes in and blows that baby dead as Nutter was heading up the floor there for Concordia. Dribbles the ball out of bounds, so Hastings will get a break here. They will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sophia McDermott will play things in. McDermott looks, gets it into Quincy King, has it off of her fingertips out of bounds. Again, the Broncos turn it away here. Now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout. 12 minutes and 6 seconds to play. In the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 41, Concordia 38.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with 12-point lead throughout much of the first half. Led at halftime 36-28. Now Concordia on a run here in the second half. Nothing that the Bulldogs are doing. Hastings just committing silly turnovers. 21 turnovers in the ballgame thus far. 41-38 to score. 12:06 remaining here in the ballgame. Hastings trying to win their first conference game of the season here tonight. The Broncos have slipped below the 500 mark now at 5-7. We've got the men's game coming up for you next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 8 o'clock. Here from the Health, Human Performance, and Athletic Center is the official name of this place. And only the second time Hastings has played basketball here. Relatively new facility here in Seward. 41-38 is the score. Hastings up by 3 points. Concordia can tie here with a field goal. Nutter has got it on the right sideline, right in front of the Concordia bench. Comes out here between the rings to Loboda. Brings it back here. Dossler for three. Shot good. Mihaya Dossler throws up her second three-pointer of the ball game, and now we are tied at 41 points apiece with 11:43 to play. And much like all these Concordia Hastings College games from years gone by, we're going to head this one down to the wire, I'm sure. Here's Hastings with the ball. McDermott has got it inside the free throw circle. Gets it out to Quincy King. King, ball high above her head. Now puts it on the floor. On the wing on the right side to Raylene Bushow. At the elbow, comes over here to Melissa Thompson. Shot from 12, good. First field goal of the ball game for Melissa Thompson. She did not score the other day against Northwestern. Comes up with a big shot there. Hastings with a 43-41 advantage. Katie Ritz with the ball now to Conahan. Circles around, takes it inside the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Rich, and she lays it in. Conahan gets the assist. Katie Ritz gets the field goal. Rich has now got 10 points in the ball game. Conahan just took it right in front of the free throw line. A bounce pass down low where Rich lays it in easily. We are tied up now at 43 points apiece. In the second half from Seward, nearing the halfway point. Here's Raylene Bushow, left side of the lane, at the elbow, dumps it down low to a Stadler. Shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Alicia Stadler gets her third field goal of the ball game. She'll now go to the free throw line for Hastings to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Loboda. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Dogs. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Stadler. 10 points in the ball game for the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. She is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Stadler's free throw up. It is good. 3-point play. So Hastings back out to a 3-point lead. 46-43. Dossler with the ball now for Concordia. Comes over here to Amon, who's back into the ball game, to Treva Nutter. Dribble penetration. Hops down a lane. Stops and pops her shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Stadler comes out of there with the ball. So Nutter misses it. Stadler with the rebound. Hastings back with the ball in a 3-point lead. Here's Courtney Spahn. Spahn down to Sophia McDermott. Down in the corner left side. They get it to Alicia Stadler. Pounds it down low. Bushow. Left-handed layup is up there. No good. Tap try is up and in. Alicia gets the field goal for Hastings. He's now got 13 points in the basketball game. And the Broncos back out to a 5-point lead. An offensive board and a putback there for Alicia Stadler. 48-43. Hastings leading by 5. Amon with the ball deep in a corner. Here's a long-range jumper for 3. Good. Amber Kinsler scores a 3-ball from deep in the right corner. She's down, now got 9 points in the ball game. 48-46. Hastings with a 2-point lead in the basketball with 9:40 to play. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany takes it over there to a Courtney Spahn, to Alicia Stadler, to McDermott, 4-3, rattles off, no good. Bush out with a rebound, gets it back out to McDermott, the ball poked away, picked up by Spahn, now to Brittany Wong, her shot, a high arcing three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kristen Miller. Miller on the dribble, back the other way, as they get it to a Dossler, down in the corner, here's Kistler with the ball, now to Dossler, brings it back to Kistler, moves it down in the corner, long range jumper by Amon, hits the side of the glass, no good, it goes out of bounds. And they say it was last touched by Hastings. So it's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Into the ball game again after a quick breather was Katie Rich. Amon comes out. 9:09 to play here in the contest. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 48-46. Here's Dossler with the ball. Bounce pass, left side of the lane. Kistler down in the corner. Katie Rich brings it up to the elbow. Throws it back down in the corner to Kistler. Dribbles inside, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good by Miller, and she's fouled. She is fouled into play here by Hastings, and Miller will go to the free throw line. It's going to go on Bushow. That's going to be your first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Miller for Concordia. 71% foul shooter in the season. She has got 5 points so far tonight. Make it six as that one goes down through the hole. Melissa Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Bushow. 48-47. Hastings now with a one-point lead. 8:51 to play. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Spahn. So Miller hits one out of two. Hastings still with a one-point lead. Here's McDermott with the ball to Courtney Spahn out here in three-point territory. There's Brittany Wong. Still a man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Driving down the lane is Wong. Her shot's going to be up there. Off of the iron, no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot. Falls off of the right side, no good. Rebound Thompson. She lost it. It's picked up by Brittany Wong. Wong comes out to Sophia McDermott. Now to Spahn. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound Elisa Stadler. So Elisa keeps it alive here for Hastings. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball left side of the lane. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Stadler. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. Now to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it out now to McDermott. Back to Courtney. Free throw line extended. Here's a lob pass inside over the head of Thompson out of bounds. So Hastings with three shots again at the bucket there. They come up empty on the scoreboard. 48-47. Hastings with a one-point lead. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap. Had the lead 36-28 at halftime. Concordia has a chance to pull ahead right here. Trevin Nutter with the ball on the right sideline. Nutter moves it down in the corner to a Rich. Katie Rich down in the corner again to Nutter. She moves to her left, fires up a shot of respond. Good. Trevin Nutter scores. 15-footer from the right side of the lane, and Concordia has their first lead of the ball game, 49-48, with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the contest. Hastings needs a bucket right here. Brittany Wong with the ball. This Spahn jump pass inside to Alicia Stadler. Shot good. Spahn gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia having a solid ball game again tonight. 15 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings back out on top, 50-49. Here's Concordia with the ball, and now Drew wants to call a timeout. Drew Olson wants to call a timeout, the headband for Concordia. 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score, Hastings 50, Concordia 49.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Hastings 50, Concordia 49. 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the ball game. Alicia Stadler has got 15 points for Hastings. Sophia McDermott has got 12. Courtney Spahn has got 9 points. Leading the charges here for Concordia so far in the ball game, Kristen Conahan. She has got 12 points, but only 3 here in the second half. Also in double figures, Katie Rich. She has got 10. Amber Kistler, she has got 9. 50-49. Concordia has come back from a 12-point first half deficit. They had the lead briefly back there at 49-48. But now Hastings has reclaimed the lead, 50-49. Concordia calling the timeout. Rich has got it deep in the corner of the right side. Double team. Rich gets the ball away. That's Kistler with the ball. Two-handed pass comes way out on top again. Trevin Nutter trying to drive it. Gives it up now. Comes back the other way. And the pass is going to be picked off. Picked off by Courtney Spahn. Long pass down in floor to Brittany Wong. She has the basketball stripped out of her hands. Out of bounds. Nice defensive play there by Dostler. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:57 to play. Stadler checks in now for the Broncos. Coming out will be Oral Zwiener. So Hastings will inbound from underneath their own basket with a one-point lead. They get it to Stadler in the lane. Kicks it out now to Spahn. Trying to dribble it inside. Kicks it back out now to Sophia McDermott. They get it back inside to Alicia Stadler. Back down in the corner on the left side. A shot up and in. Brittany Wong from just inside the three-point circle scores for Hastings. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and the Broncos back out to a three-point lead. 52-49, Hastings with a lead. 6:35 to play. Here's a Kistler angling toward the bucket. Her shot is up there, no good. Alicia grabs another rebound. Well on her way to a double-double here tonight. 52-49, Hastings with a three-point lead. 6.5 to play. Here's a Courtney Spahn with the ball. Left side of the lane. Comes out now to McDermott. At the top of the key over to Brittany Wong. down in the corner now to Courtney Spahn. Lobs it inside over the head of Stadler out of bounds. Another turnover on Hastings. That is 22 for the ball game. Sweener comes in. Stadler comes out. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Conahan. Going out will be Dossler. 6:12 remaining here in the contest. Hastings College women's basketball team trying to hang on tonight. 52-49 is the score. Treva Nutter with the ball on the right sideline is going to be stripped away by McDermott. The scramble is on. Scramble is still on, and now we got a jump ball called. The arrow pointing in favor of Concordia, so we'll stay right there. So Concordia will play things in. 6 minutes to go now in the ball game. The Broncos 52, Concordia 49. Amber Kistler will play things in. They get it to Katie Rich, now to Treva Nutter. Rainbow pass comes on the near side, nearly intercepted. Picked up by Miller. Miller. Now to Kistler, to the far sideline to Conahan. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's a Treva Nutter with the ball. Takes it to the elbow. Jump shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Nutter is fouled on a play there by Sophia McDermott of Hastings. The second foul on McDermott. That's going to be team foul number 4 in the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation. Treva Nutter goes to the free throw line down for Concordia to fire up 2. Her shot is up there. The shot good. She'll have one more. Nutter is just a 57% foul shooter in the season. She is now 16 out of 27 from the free throw line this year. The Hastings lead is now 2 at 52-50. Treva Nutter will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. Here come the Broncos with a 2-point lead. Courtney Spahn gets it down to Sophia McDermott. Concordia is still under man-to-man defense. Sophia dribbles to the near side. Still on the dribble, still out in three-point territory. Gets it to Brittany Wong, splits a couple of defenders. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn moves to her right, fires it inside, right through the fingertips of Stadler, out of bounds. 23 turnovers on Hastings. 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the ball game. Concordia trailing Hastings by 2, 52-50. High post, Miller has got it for the Dogs. Miller comes out to Nutter, fakes now, takes it to her right, fires up a 17-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Spahn. Courtney Spahn comes to the near sideline. That's Sophia McDermott. Takes it to the top of the three-point circle. Now to Spahn. Now to Brittany Wong on the far side. To Sophia over here on the left side now on the wing. Courtney Spahn has got it. Now to Brittany Wong at the top of the key. Hesitates. Takes it to the free throw line. Throws it to the far sideline to Courtney Spahn. Ball high above her head. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Spahn dribbling with the ball. It's tipped away. It is picked up, and Katie Rich has got it the other way. To Treva Nutter. Back to Rich. Driving layup. She has it hammered out of her hands. No foul call, and it's picked up by Hastings. Good defensive play there by the Broncos. Coming back the other way is Sophia McDermott. Sophia gets it to Courtney Spahn. 4.5 to play. Hastings 52, Concordia 50. Here's McDermott. Free throw line extended right side. McDermott comes out to Wong at the top of the key. Now to McDermott on the right side of the lane. Dribbles once, sends it inside to Stadler, and the ball is kicked. Kicked there by Katie Rich. So Hastings will play things in. Cammie Breckman down to the ball game for Hastings. Going out, it's going to be Spahn. 4:20 to play in the ball game. Hastings 52, Concordia 50. Broncos will inbound the ball. Stadler has got it just inside the ring, down here on the baseline. To a Brittany Wong, down to Melissa Thompson. Melissa looking, finally gets it away. McDermott out in three-point territory to Brittany Wong. 4 seconds, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Inside to Stadler, shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound, Alicia, follow shot, no good. Rebound, Stadler, follow shot, no good. And the rebound comes out of there from Amber Kistler. Kistler runs it back the other way on the dribble. Concordia can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal attempt. Kistler gets away, drives it inside. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Alicia, and a foul is called. So Alicia on the offensive end, 3 shots at the bucket, could not convert. At the defensive end, she now commits a personal foul. That's going to be her third in the ball game. Team foul number 5 with the Broncos. Amber Kistler to the free throw line. She has got 9 points in the ball game. 4 of 4 from the line. Her shot is up there. The shot is in and out. Falls off. No good. She will have one more. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Broncos 52 and the Bulldogs 50. Here comes the next one from Kistler. It's in the air. The shot good. He's now in double figures with 10. 52-51. Hastings with a 1-point lead here in women's college basketball from Seward. Melissa Thompson has got it. Now a timeout is called. Jeff Dittman calls a timeout here. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Concordia 51.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Seward here tonight at Concordia University. The Bulldogs and the Broncos doing battle here tonight. Women's game, 52-51 is the score, 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Men's game is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Briarcliff in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader on Saturday. That'll be at Lynn Farrell Arena. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. The Briarcliff men's basketball team is ranked number 4 in the country. So we'll have both games for you this weekend. 1:45 for the pregame show on Saturday afternoon. The Concordia men's basketball team is ranked number 20 in the country this week. So Hastings College men facing number 20 and number 4 in 1 week. Hastings College women looking for their first conference win of the year here tonight. They've got a 1-point lead, 52-51. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Other than the turnovers tonight, which have now reached 23, Hastings has played pretty good here in this basketball game tonight. Breckman has got the ball. Now to Brittany Wong. To Sophia McDermott. Now to Courtney Spahn for three. Good. Courtney Spahn from deep in the right corner scores. Spahn has now got 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out to a 4-point lead, 55-51. Big, big bucket there by Courtney Spahn. We're approaching the 3-minute mark. Nutter has got the ball. Now to Miller. Miller gets it back outside to Kistler. A little ball fake, trying to drive it. Gives it up now. Treva Nutter with the ball to Miller. Miller comes to the near side. That's a Conahan. They work it back inside. Jump pass to the left side of the lane to Rich. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Kistler fires up a three and comes right back and hits it. Amber Kistler hits a three ball there for Concordia. She's got 13 points in the ball game, and just like that, it's back to a 1-point contest. 55-54. Hastings with a lead with 2:45 to play. Here's a Cammy Breckman with the ball for Hastings, the former Silver Lake Mustang. Trapped along the baseline. Breckman gets it away. Here's a McDermott with the ball. Sophia dribbles into the paint. Backs up to the free throw line. Backs up to the top of the key. Now drives it toward the bucket again. Her shot is up there. It's wild. No good. The ball is tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Hastings will play things in. Well, now the official is going to discuss things there right in front of the Bronco bench. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings 55 and Concordia 54. The Bulldogs currently sitting at 2-2 in the conference. Hastings at 0-4. So now we're going to have a fresh shot clock. And now the other official from the far sideline is going to come in. That shot did not hit the rim, so they should not get the fresh shot clock. Concordia did not have possession of it either. So we'll see if the officials come to an agreement down there in the corner. 2:26 left in the ball game. So now they're going to give Hastings 3 seconds. They're going to put 3 seconds on the shot clock. I think that's the right call there. 2:26 remaining in the ball game. Hastings will have 3 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play things in here on the near sideline down toward the corner. Cammy Breckman will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Breckman looking to play things in. She does. To McDermott. McDermott launches up a long 30-footer and hits it. An off-balance shot at the buzzer. Sophia McDermott hits it, and Hastings with a 4-point lead, 58-54. Here's a Katie Rich coming back the other way. Her pass is going to be deflected into the backcourt. Now an over and back violation. It was not touched by Hastings. Sophia McDermott throws up a prayer at the end of the shot clock there. An off-balance shot from about 30 feet away. Hastings now with a 4-point lead, and now the Broncos call the timeout following the Concordia turnover. So Hastings will talk things over here. 2:09 to play in the ball game. Hastings 58, Concordia 54.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos can hold on here for a win. That last shot by Sophia McDermott, definitely the play of the game here. That gives Hastings a four-point lead at 58-54 with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Then Concordia may have been rattled a little bit offensively, comes back down at the other end, commits a turnover. So now the Broncos with a four-point lead and the basketball with 2:09 remaining here in the ballgame. Sophia McDermott has come up with 15 points here in the ballgame. Nothing bigger than that last shot there from about 30 feet away, several feet behind the three-point arc. Out here right in the center of the floor, Sophia McDermott gets one to go down through the hole, the junior from Aberdeen, South Dakota. And now McDermott has got the ball again for Hastings. Broncos have it following the Concordia turnover. 58-54, Hastings with a four-point lead. A bucket right here would be very nice. Hastings with the ball. Sophia on the wing on the right side sends it down in the corner, tipped away from Courtney Spahn. Amber Kistler got out there defensively for Concordia. 1:56 to play now. Hastings still with 17 seconds on the shot clock. Sophia McDermott with the ball behind a Brittany Wong screen. Sophia looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Here at the top of the key, 10 seconds on the shot clock to Cammie Breckman. Breckman gives it up now to Courtney Spahn. Moves to her right. Fires the ball inside to Alicia Stadler. She is double-teamed and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Concordia. It's going to go on Conahan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Dogs, so no free throws here. Hastings will get a fresh shot clock now. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 1:42 to play in the ballgame. Broncos still with a four-point lead. Here's Brittany Wong, an off-balance shot from the right side. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Scramble is on. It's on the floor here. The scramble is on as 3 players hit the deck, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. Hastings will get it on the alternating jump. Now we're down to a minute and 32 seconds to play. The score is still 58-54. Hastings with a four-point lead. Courtney Spahn will inbound the ball right ahead of us. Spahn here on the near sideline. Finally gets it into Quincy King, and she's going to be tied up on the play. A jump ball. Well, we got a foul call. We got a personal foul call, and Katie Rich. Rich commits the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number 4 now on Concordia. We still got a minute and 30 seconds to play. Hastings leading 58-54. Spahn will play things in again, into the backcourt this time to McDermott. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Conahan right in her face. Comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Cross-court pass goes to Quincy King. King now with a minute and 18 seconds to play. Puts it on the floor. Out to Cammie Breckman. Breckman now to McDermott. McDermott out to Courtney Spahn. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Spahn drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. And a personal is going to be whistled on Conahan. That's going to be her second. So Hastings did a good job there running as much shot clock as they could. Courtney Spahn just takes off, gets the ball to the bucket, and she draws the personal foul. Spahn is in double figures tonight. She's got 12 points. 81% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. She is 8th this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Now Hastings with a 5-point lead. It is 59-54. Hastings leading with a minute and 8 seconds to play in this ballgame. Courtney Spahn will have one more. Her shot is up there. Rattles home good. Hastings now leading 60-54. Here comes Concordia back quickly now. Conahan gets it into the hands of Rich. Over to Nutter, 4-3. Shot is up there, good. Treva Nutter nails a tough 3 ball from the left side. 60-57. Hastings leading by 3 points. Under a minute to play. Now we get a timeout called. Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. Treva Nutter hits a big 3 ball there from the wing, left side of the lane. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 60-57. We'll take a break. 54 seconds to play in the contest. You are listening to Bronco Basketball.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball at 1230 KHAS. The Broncos leading Concordia by the score is 60-57. We've got only 54 seconds to play here in the women's contest. The men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. In between games, we'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as his Broncos get ready to go after the Bulldogs here tonight. Hastings trying to hang on here in this women's ball game. This will be the first conference win of the year for Hastings after four straight losses. This has not been easy, though. Hastings is at a 12-point lead in the contest. In fact, a couple of times in the first half, they led by 12, led by 9 at halftime. Concordia came back to grab their only lead of the ball game at 49-48 with 7:40 to play. But now the Bulldogs within striking distance after a three-pointer by Nutter. It's now 60-57. Broncos now with the ball here in backcourt. Sophia McDermott gets the ball to Brittany Wong on the near sideline. The ball is going to be tapped away. And now she is called for being out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. So the Concordia pressure in backcourt produces the 25th turnover of the ball game here from Hastings. And now Concordia can tie with a three-point field goal with 44 seconds to go. 44 seconds to go. Conahan has got the ball for Concordia. Comes to a Kistler. They work with a out of here in three-point territory. Nutter has got it. Now to Kistler. Entry pass. They get it to Miller. Now to Kistler. Drives for the hole. It's going to be deflected, and the ball is scrambled for. Miller grabs it in the lane, and now a timeout is called. A timeout is called there as Kistler took the ball in the hole. It's kind of knocked out of her hands. Then Miller came down with it right in the lane, and a timeout is called. So now we're down to 28 seconds to play. Concordia is going to have possession. They'll have 15 seconds to work on the shot clock. So don't go away. Hastings 60, Concordia 57.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Health, Human Performance, and Athletic Center. We're in Seward, better known as the Dog Pound. We've had some great basketball games played in Seward in the past, and this one is going down to the end again. 28 seconds to play, 60-57. Hastings out on top by 3 points. Here's a feed in the lane off the inbound to Miller, and she draws a personal foul. So Concordia inbounds the ball. They get it right to Miller. She's going to be fouled in the lane there by Alicia Stadler. That's going to be the fourth foul now on Stadler. 60-57. The Broncos have a three-point lead. 27 seconds to go. Miller to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Only one lead in the ball game for Concordia. That was at the 7:40 mark, 49-48. Other than that, this is all Hastings. The Broncos now lead by 2 points at 60-58. Next one is up there. It's good. And now the Dogs are trailing 60-59. 27 seconds to play. Now the Broncos will have to bring the ball up against pressure. Hastings has turned the ball over 25 times here in the ball game. Cammy Breckman will inbound to get it to Alicia. Alicia on the baseline, holding on to it. Alicia holding on to it, finally gets rid of it. Dribbling with it is Cammy Breckman. Now to Stadler, far side to get it to Courtney Spott into the forecourt. 16 seconds to play. Hastings leading by one, and now she's fouled into play. So Hastings breaks the pressure there. Stadler had it here on the nearest side and finally found a streaking Courtney Spahn down the right sideline. They got her the ball, and then Concordia commits the personal foul here. It's going to go on Kistler. That's going to be the first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Concordia. So no free throws here for Hastings. The Broncos will inbound off of the far sideline. 14 seconds to play. It is 60-59. Hastings with a one-point lead. And now Jeff wants to burn another timeout here. 14 seconds to play. It's Hastings 60, Concordia 59.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
So 14 seconds to play here in regulation. 60-59 is the score. Hastings out on top. The Broncos will trigger things in on the far sideline. Frankie Peterson into the ball game to inbound the ball for Hastings. Peterson looking, and finally gets it in, and now it's a slap back out of bounds. We got a personal foul called immediately, though, on Concordia. It's going to go on Kistler. That's going to be your second, and that's going to send Sophia McDermott to the free throw line for the Broncos. It is 60-59, Hastings leading by one, and now we're going to have a one-and-one situation here for Sophia McDermott. She has not shot a free throw tonight. Her shot is up there and in. That gives Hastings a 61-59 advantage now over Concordia. Here comes the next one. It is around the rim and down. So two free throws there, and Hastings now with a 62-59 advantage. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Conahan comes over on the right side of Kistler. She drives inside the ball. Stripped away by Alicia Stadler. Now we've got a foul called. So Kistler, instead of going out in three-point range here, drives the ball into the hole for Concordia. She loses control of it. Alicia Stadler picks it up. So the 16th turnover is a big one there for Concordia. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Courtney Spahn of Hastings. So the Broncos with a three-point lead at 62-59. They're at the free throw line with 4.2 seconds to play. And we've got a timeout. Another timeout here with 4.2 seconds remaining in regulation. Hastings 62, Concordia 59.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Seward, we've got only 4.2 seconds to play here in the women's basketball game tonight. Amber Kistler drove the ball into the hole for Concordia in that last possession. Had it ripped out of there as Alicia comes up with a big turnover for Hastings. And then Courtney Spahn is fouled in the play here. And now Spahn will go to the free throw line for Hastings to try to put this one in the bag. 62-59 is the score. Hastings out on top by three. Spahn has got 14 points so far in the contest. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Miller. Miller gets the ball ahead. Now to Conahan. Conahan now to Miller. Gets the shot away, but it was after the buzzer, and Hastings College wins the basketball game. Hastings College hangs on here tonight. Women's college basketball, the final score, Hastings 62, Concordia 59. You are listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study
abroad,
collaborate,
leave
your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Seward, the women's game in the books here tonight. Hastings College hangs on to pick up their first conference win of the year as they beat Concordia tonight by a score of 62-59. So the Broncos are now 6-7 on the season. They're now 1-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia Falls has 6 wins and 5 losses. They're now 2-3 in conference play. Hastings ended up shooting 40% for the ball game tonight. On field goals, they were 22 out of 54 for 40.7%. Hastings 7 out of 15 from three-point territory for 46%. 11 out of 13 from the free throw line, 84%. Concordia was 18 out of 56 for 32% tonight. 8 out of 19 from three-point range for 42%. 15 out of 20 from the free throw line, 75%. Hastings absolutely getting the job done on the boards tonight as they out-rebound Concordia 45-30, including 18-14 on the offensive end. Hastings turned the ball over 27 times in the ball game tonight, 17 for Concordia. So Hastings College wins it here tonight. The Broncos jumped out to an early 6-2 lead here in the ball game. Eventually got it out to double digits at the 10-minute mark at 21-11, led by 12 points a couple of times in the first half at 23-11 and at 36-24. Concordia within 8 points at halftime at 36-28. Bulldogs came back and grabbed their first and only lead in the ball game at 49-48 with 7:40 to play. But Hastings College, I'll tell you what, the play of the ball game definitely had to be the three-pointer, the off-balance three-pointer at the end of the shot clock by Sophia McDermott with about 2 minutes to play in the ball game. That gave Hastings a 4-point lead. She then added a couple of free throws at the 14-second mark for the final margin of victory. And Hastings College wins it here tonight by a score of 62-59 over Concordia. Broncos got 17 points tonight from Sophia McDermott. Had 10 of those in the first half and 7 more in the second. Alicia Stadler, 15. Courtney Spahn had 14 points. The other scorers, Brittany Wong had 9. 3 points for Quincy King, 2 for Frankie Peterson, and 2 for Melissa Thompson. Concordia was led tonight by, let's see, Amber Kistler. She ends up with 13. Kristen Conahan had 12. Katie Rich had 10 points. The other scorers for the Dogs, Treva Nutter had 8. Kristen Miller had 8 points. Lahia Dossler had 6. And 2 points tonight for Catherine Amon. So Hastings College wins it here tonight at women's college basketball. The final score, Hastings 62 and Concordia 59. The Broncos now 6-7 on the season. They are 1-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. By the way, the Broncos will take on Briarcliff coming up on Saturday afternoon at Lynn Farrell Arena. 2 o'clock for the tip-off time. Coverage begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS.